And so it is, dear friends and family, that we gather for this last lesson of the series. It has been a long and wonderful year with you. We've enjoyed all of the changes and the transformation that you have gone through. We've enjoyed the joy that you have been experiencing in so many new ways in your life. We gather here today with a group who is family in the dearest and the deepest way. The ones who sit in these chairs by appointment. We also gather with the ones, and we touch each of the ones who gather through your web system. Yes, we are as much with you at this moment as we are present in this room. This room is filled with the purity and the love of spirit. For in the short time that you have been in these chairs for the past day or so, you have opened your hearts. You have released so many of your burdens. You have allowed your spirit, your own spirit, to shine forth. Indeed, this is a sacred and safe space, a wonderful place to do this. And with what you are learning and experiencing, you will be able to take this, not just have it when you are in a family room like this, but you will be able to have this energy at all times, wherever you go. Feel for a moment. Feel how you feel. Yes, perhaps there are a few aches and pains, but feel the innermost feeling of who you are, this glow that you have now. We can see it in you. We can see it all around. This is what we've been talking about for several years now. This is the energy of your divinity. You are allowing it to come forth. Indeed, it is an honor for all of us to be here on this day. In particular, the energy of the Kryon in the north, the energy of Mikael in the west, the energy of Metatron in the east, and the loving, nurturing energy of Mary in the south. They stand at the four pillars and at the four corners to be here with you today. And they, in turn, are surrounded by another group of angels and entities. We will speak of that later. But now, dear friends and dear family, get comfortable in your seats. Get very comfortable. Breathe in deeply. Relax. There is no prescribed way you need to sit here other than to be comfortable. Humans of this day, they tend to be so stiff at times, so filled with stress, their bodies so rigid. In my days, we were much, much looser. We were not so uptight about things. Oh, we had our share of woes, and indeed we had our share of heavy guilt, but we were not quite as stiff as humans these days. Do not mind the heat in here either. For in my days, the sign of sweat was good. It was a type of healing. So allow yourself to flow. Allow your body to flow. Enjoy the heat that you are producing in this space. Now, we have gone through many difficult and challenging lessons in our series with you. We began in the first lesson by telling you, dear ones, it is not about you anymore. It is not about you. You do not have contracts and you do not have karma anymore. We know there are days where this is hard to believe, but it is not about you. You are moving to a whole new level where you do not have to work through all of these experiences and challenges. You do not have to set these up for yourself anymore. It is not about you. You have chosen to remain on this place of earth to be the teachers. At any moment you can put down all of these challenges that you have set up for yourself so you can focus your energies and attention on being divine human guides for the others. It is not about you anymore. Indeed, there are energies within you and around you that would have you doubt this. But tell yourself when you look in the mirror, it is not about you anymore. We also shared with you in this lesson that you have already ascended. What did you think would happen? What did you expect? And who did you think would meet you when you ascended? Ascension is moving from one lifetime into the next without changing your physical body. All of you who are here, all of you connecting with us, have gone through this process. You have gone through one, perhaps two, and for a small number of you, three lifetimes already in these past few years. You have gone through these rapidly. You have ascended. The reason why it is challenging and difficult, because the energies all around you, the energies of what we call the old earth, have not ascended. So what you see all around you, the reality outside of you, causes you to doubt what has happened within you. You also had preconceived notions of what ascension was. You thought perhaps you would grow wings and fly around. It's much easier to take an airplane. You thought all of the difficulties and challenges would be gone. But as we said, most of the rest of the earth is still holding onto that vibration. And because you are more open and sensitive, you can still feel the pains and the sorrows of those around you. And oftentimes you interpret them as your own. There is also simply the old memories that linger, that remind you of your past, that remind you of your childhood, that remind you of past lives. There's also part of you that is not so sure you want to let go of old karma. Strange as that sounds, there are some of you who still feel you have a price to pay for things you have done in the past. This is not so. Each one of you can forgive yourself. Indeed, Spirit never held judgment against you. You can forgive yourself at any moment and be clear and free of these shackles of karma. Ascension. It's not what you thought it would be. This would be a wonderful bumper sticker. Now, we also spoke to you of owning your divinity in this series. That is a subject we will remind you of over and over again. It is yours. It does not belong to Kryon or Mikiel or Metatron or Mary or any of the others. Your divinity is yours. Own it. What we see so often is you're like a bucket with holes in. Your divinity leaks out, and you wonder what happened and where you went, where it went. You are not so sure of this thing. You are not sure if you are worthy of it. One moment you try to embrace it, and the next you are giving it away to others. Own your divinity. Know that it is yours. It is your birthright as a spiritual being. You have carried the divine seed with you ever since you left home. When you left the kingdom and went through the wall of fire to begin a whole experience of your own, to create your own identity, you carried with you the divine seed. It has always been there. You will never find it in another. Spirit cannot even give it to you, for you already have it. Own it. We spoke to you of releasing the darkness within. This is again something that you will encounter over and over. These snakes in the road, in the path, they are there for a reason. They are there. The challenges, the problems that you encounter are there for a reason. Simply ask them what it is you should know. Ask these snakes that are in the road, which are part of you, what it is that you can learn from the experience. We also discussed with you in this that the darkness is part of you, lightworker. The darkness is part of you. If you try to your light to annihilate the dark, you are only hurting and harming yourself. You are deluding yourself about who you truly are. You are part dark and part light. The two elements of duality were essential to your journey. You could not cut off the darkness. It is an integration of the energy. It is the four elements that we have spoken of over and over and over again. It is the new quad energy. It is the integration of all of who you are, embraced by your divine energy. As you release the darkness, which you have suppressed within you, it comes forth and helps create an energy that will propel you into a blessed place in your house of ascension. The darkness you do not like looking at so much. You do not like thinking of some of the things that you might have done in the past. You like to think that you can only live in the light. You'll find you will continue to have problems and challenges until you accept all. The dark and the light. This is what happened when you left home. These were the elements that were created, the energies that were created. The darkness spins the light. The darkness moves light forward. They work together in harmony. They work together in an energetic marriage. Now, does this mean you need to be an evil person? No. We are saying to understand there is a balance of energies here. Light workers tend to think they only work in light. In reality, it is the integration and the melding of these energies into a unity and a harmony now embraced by divinity. We spoke to you of the language of Ah. We will bring this up again in the future. What we are telling you in this is quite simple. The language of Ah. The inner knowingness, your divinity shining forth and providing solutions to the challenges that are at hand. We talk to you of how your divinity comes in, how these senses awaken, and first of all, they begin in your human sense. You will see things like you have never seen before and hear in a way that you did not know before. There will be new depths to your taste, and to your smell, and to your feel, and indeed to your heart and to your mind. Your divine powers, dear friends and family, come in through the human senses that you already have. You've been searching for some new and grand and elusive sense that will come in. It is through the corridors that are already in place, through the structures that you have set up as humans. But now know that you can see beyond what is obvious. You can hear deeper than ever before. You have the sense of knowingness. You have that sense of feel all over your body. This is where divinity first shows up. As you learn to integrate your divine senses with your human senses, it becomes a complete package. Your divine senses are the ones you brought with you as an angel before you came to earth. Integrate all of these into your being. This is where your power lies. This is where your understanding, your ability to sense things within and outside of you. We talked also of knowing no agenda. A very difficult and challenging lesson indeed, to know no agenda. And many of you went scratching your heads for days and weeks and even recently, wondering how to release agenda, how to release the agendas that you have. But as you release the agendas, you come to new knowingnesses of the way things work. You realize that you do not need to have an agenda. Without it, without agenda, you will find yourself in the appropriate place at the appropriate time. We talked also, dear friends and family, of the new understanding of love. We will speak more of this in our upcoming lesson. You will find that love is changing. That is why relationships are changing. Love in the past, in the old energy, was the bringing together of energies to create more wholeness. In the new understanding of love, you are whole unto yourself. Therefore, when you meld with another, it brings yet a new energy. Love is changing. The perception of love, the feeling of love, and the experience of love are all changing. Why do you think your relationships are changing also? As you change your consciousness, those things around you will change as well. We spoke to you of the void of ascension. Stepping aside for a moment. Stepping aside to let your divinity come forth. You've been trained as humans to use this mind of yours to solve all of these problems. You've learned, in a strange sense, to trust your mind and not trust many other things. Through your experiences, you have found it difficult to trust God because God has not been there for you when you called on Him or her. You've learned to not trust because you do not know or understand this concept of God. So you go back to relying on your own self, your old self, hoping that someday perhaps God will come along, have mercy on you, and bestow these things on you that you asked for. But in the meantime, you've learned so much to trust your own mind, you've forgotten how to open up to your divinity. So we said, go into the void of ascension. Step aside. Release. Open. It's a bit scary indeed. We know so many of you have worked with this, and it does bring up a certain amount of fear. wondering what will happen when you let go of that tight grasp of things, when you let go of the control that you thought you had. When you go into the void of ascension, something miraculous happens. Your own divinity from the inside, not any entities from the outside, but your own divinity is now given permission to come forth, integrate with the human aspect of who you are, provide the solution, provide the insight and the knowingness. It is a part of you. You have not known for a long, long time this divinity. It has always been there, simply waiting to come forth. We talk to you of going from no identity to new identity, and that is much of what you have been doing for the past several years of time. Releasing your identity, releasing all of the things around you that held you. Releasing things like your home, or your relationship, or your jobs, or perceptions, or beliefs, or thoughts, family, friends. This is not a requirement of the new energy. It should not be written in a book that you need to give up all of these things to be a worthy Chamba. But dear friends, again you find as your consciousness changes, the things around you change. And it is appropriate to let go. Let go of all things, beliefs, material items. Let go of these. What is appropriate for you and for them will come back to you. What is not, let it and let it walk out the door. You are going from a period of no identity and now you are beginning to build the new identity of a divine human. A difficult and challenging process indeed. Indeed. You are in the end times now. Much has been written about this. Much has been discussed of the end times. You are in the days of revelation. And what a wonderful thing it is. The revelation of who you truly are and where you have come from. It has been written in your holy scriptures, this book of revelations, to be a dark and punishing and ugly thing. But dear friends, the name of the book itself, Revelations, new revelations and new insights, what happens indeed. Did you know that apocalypse, which is happening now, the apocalypse of your soul is happening at this moment? Apocalypse, defined by your own human dictionary, apocalypse means lifting of the veil. This is the original Greek wording and interpretation and definition. Apocalypse means lifting of the veil. You are living in the days of apocalypse right now. The veil is lifting all around you. It is the apocalypse of the soul. And as you lift this veil, as you come to new understandings and insights, you also have changed the consciousness of everything around you. That is why we honor you so much for the work that you do. For what you precipitate, what you start, sets up a pattern that enables others then to use those tools and those energies for transformation in their own life. You are the teachers. Apocalypse, lifting of the veil. The very work of the Kryon. Change the grids. To readjust the grids in response to your changing consciousness. As the grids are adjusted and changed, this lifts the veil. So when certain ones come to you wagging their fingers about the apocalypse and about Revelation, smile and tell them you know what they are talking about. Tell them you understand it is the transformation of the soul. Tell them that you saw and that you felt the four horsemen right here in this sacred land, in this sacred room. And the four horsemen are the Kryon and Michael and Metatron and Mary. And when you read your Holy Scriptures and look at this book of Revelations, look at it from a point of consciousness. These were not specific events that would take place. There would not be angels spreading death all over your world. This was referring to consciousness. When John wrote this, he was, how to say, in a lucid state. And he was writing about a change of consciousness that would take place, beginning within and then spreading all over the world. When he speaks of the seven angels coming and transforming, this is the process that is taking place within you. This is the change, and it does relate to the old chakras. They are being eliminated. They are being destroyed, if you would, so that you can have a single chakra, one chakra. So the seven angels come and they make change within. And when Revelation speaks of Israel, it speaks of consciousness. It is not of the country. It is of the consciousness and the soul and the heart of the world and who you are. This book of Revelations, indeed, was accurate because you will have new revelations and new understandings. The veil, indeed, will be lifted. It is already being lifted amongst all of you here. And changes will come. You have seen that in these last years. Changes will come within your own being. Does not mean that God will set to destroy most of the world. It does not mean by any means that there will be groups who are left behind. It is a shame that these things are even written about. But you know what? It makes for good drama. What it means, dear friends, is that parts of the old you, of who you were in the past, you are releasing, being left behind, so to speak, but you are releasing these old parts of yourself. And as we talked about recently in our last lesson, something miraculous is happening here. When you left home, when all of you left home, there was a limited or finite amount of energy that left. There was a finite amount of energy that entered the void, what is now your known universe. Oh, that amount of energy is vast, but it was finite. Through the journey that you have taken ever since, and the journey of many lifetimes on earth, now you are creating new energy. That is a miracle. You do not see it yet in your own life. You will come to understand what we are talking about. You will understand why the Kryon is so excited about the work you do. Why all of us who gather here honor you. Something is happening. Never before has new energy been created. Energy was transformed and changed, but never created. You are creating new energy. You are releasing your past lives. You are, in a sense, leaving them behind. You are releasing them. And as you do, they take on their own identity. They go out to other parts of your multidimensional universe to begin, how to say, their own journey. But you have birthed these new aspects. These are your past lives. They are the ones who gather in the circle outside of Metatron, Mikael, Kryon, and Mary on this day. They are now often other multidimensional areas beginning their own new journey. These are your children. They are your creations. We will talk more of this at a later time. The energy of Mary from the South comes forward in this hour of this lesson. For this is a nurturing and loving energy. And we are not referring here just to the energy that is written about in your scriptures, not just to that identity. But it is the symbol, the representation of the mother energy. Do you know that there has been an imbalance of the mother and the father energy on earth for quite some time? It is time for that to come back in balance. You will find more and more of the mother, of the Mary energy coming forth, particularly in your new age, because her presence is being allowed back in. It is bringing a new balance to the energies of male and female. You will find, more and more people channeling this energy, working with this energy, being drawn to this energy in the next few years of time. You will feel the pure blue color of her energy around you at many times, loving you and nurturing you and supporting you. This energy of Mary is also here at this time. At this time that you are birthing your own divinity, the mother energy, here at a time of your own birthing, your own allowing of your divinity to come forth. You will know and you will feel through your divine senses this energy all around. She is very present in this room now. Many of you have worked with her before, but there are new aspects to her that you are not so familiar with. There is, a brighter and lighter appearance and feel to Mary. As the veil is being lifted, she can come forward now, her energy, into this earth to provide a type of love and nurturing that is so needed. Each of you can work with this energy as you work as teachers with others. Now, we pause for a moment simply to look out at you. Look out at your light. Your glowing, your divinity. See your eagerness to move forward to the next step. To see your eagerness to help others. To see your eagerness to fulfill the journey of your own soul. We would like you can take a moment to feel our love and energy. Each one of you can. You do not need to have special gifts for this. Take this moment to feel and to listen to the love of the Spirit. There are times that I would almost prefer to just sit here like this with you. We can communicate so much better on the other level without all the words. Your mind is filled, your heart is open. We can come in and embrace you, hold you. Now, we will continue. Dear friends and dear family, As you go through this journey, you open your heart. And you learn to trust your heart. You will find things change around you drastically. As you get out of this head, thinking that this is the only place that problems are solved, and you begin to live in the now moment and trust your divinity, you will come to understand who you truly are. We ask you to be the song of your soul. Be the song of your soul. It is there. It is singing to you. Your divinity is singing, waiting for you to simply be it. Not to wonder what it will be like, not to wait for it, but simply to be the song of your soul. We ask you to hold the song of your soul also, to embrace it and to hug it, for it is you. Your divinity is right there. We can see it. It is not in your physical being necessarily. It is all around you and within you. It wants to come forth. It wants the final birthing. You've gone through the labor pains in these past few years of the birthing of your divinity. It wants to come through now. It wants you to hold it. It's your divinity, but in a sense, as we have said, it's like a child. It wants you to hold it. So it is that lesson 11 of the Ascension series is, behold the song of your soul. Behold the song of your soul. It is there. It is not outside of you. It is not owned by someone else. It is not in your head. You can never find God through your head, through your mind. Humans have tried for eons of time. Many of you here still try to figure. You think that if you can help to understand the hierarchy of the angels, you will figure out how to get to heaven. It does not work like that. You try to figure out this soul of yours through the mind of yours, and it does not go that way. Open your hearts. Open your hearts. Behold the song of your soul. This is a melding and an integrating with who you are. Hear it. Feel it. It is there. Behold it right now in this moment. It is you. It is you. It is like a child wanting to come forth and express in all love and innocence. It is like a wise father with a knowingness that surpasses anything you've experienced before. It is like a loving and nurturing mother wanting to care for you also. It's your divinity within you wanting to come forth. Behold the song of your soul. As you do, you will move into a new clarity. We would like to talk to you about that for a moment. As you behold who you are in your own divinity, you will begin to have a new clarity that you have not experienced before. You will begin to understand the headlines when you read them. You will begin to understand things like this book of Revelation when you read it again. You will have a clarity of the people around you and the events that occur all around you. Now, this is a wonderful thing to a point. The clarity at times is difficult because you, how to say, will see and sense and feel things like you've never had before. There will be a tendency with this clarity to want to shut back down, Do you understand that there are all these filters you have placed around yourself for a reason? Because sometimes the energies from the outside are difficult to handle. And the new clarity that you will have, that you are coming into, sometimes it will jar old beliefs and thoughts. Sometimes you will not want to see what is before you. With your new clarity, you may not want to hear the words that are spoken. With the new clarity that you have from beholding the song of your soul, you may not want to get certain feelings. You may not like the feeling that you get when you walk in the store and you feel dense and thick and dark old energy. And there may be a tendency on your part, at levels within you, to say, I do not know what this is. I do not know why things around me are so harsh right now. Why I'm being bombarded with energies and thoughts and feelings that perhaps make you nauseous or unstable or unbalanced. And you might want to retreat back behind the veil and the filters that you had set up. But understand, this is part of the process. The new clarity does not always paint the prettiest picture. You will see from your new perspective in the new energy some things about the old energy that might be difficult to handle. It is like the first-year medical students who go down into the lab and begin to cut things apart. It is not always so pretty. We want to bring this to you, to your attention, because you will be feeling it and experiencing it in these days and weeks ahead. Or you do not like it so much, and there is a strong potential for you to want to shut down, for you to want to say, what is wrong with this process? What is wrong with my blossoming spirituality? I thought everything was supposed to be rainbows and cotton candy and fluffy clouds. Indeed, you will have the clarity that you have asked for, but you may see things that seem rather harsh at first. Then you will wonder why you have never seen the setup this way, why you have never seen into the feelings and the hearts and the minds of others. It is because there have been filters, there have been veils there that are protected. On the other hand, dear family, as you behold the song of your heart and you develop this new clarity, which we see coming, you will also be able to have a new and full and joyful experience with other things in your life. The clarity will help you resonate with music like you have never felt before. It will help you go into the depths of things like taste. Indeed, for the one who is asking over here, yes, sex, making love will be more fulfilling than what you ever experienced. There will be a clarity to it. It will not just be a physical act. It will now be a complete act that involves your physical being, your emotional being, and your spiritual being. In the new clarity that you are moving into also, you will be able to talk to your body. You will be able to talk to yourselves. You will be able to feel things and know things from them. We spoke of this for a bit yesterday. Do not try to go in and will the cells and the molecules and the atoms of your body to change. How do you know what you want them to change to? Go in with the new clarity and listen. They will tell you. They will tell you something. They will tell you what type of balance is most desired. Your own soul and spirit will tell you how to bring things back into harmony and balance within your body. But stop going within and trying to will that cold or that flu or that cancer out of you. All you are doing when you do that, when you try to will it out, is you are truly nailing it in place. With the clarity, go in. You will find you can journey and travel around your body. Have no preconceived notions of what this will be like. Simply allow yourself to go in. You may talk to your body like it was, how to say, a little teddy bear inside. You may see animated cells. You may see a factory of biology. It will be different for all of you. But go within and talk. It will tell you. The new clarity that you have will open up a creative side of so many of you that has been blocked. You are smart, human, but you forget to be creative. You have locked that away. Your own, I would say, teachers and parents have taught you to lock that away. Taught you to think rather than feel and be and create and do. In your new clarity, you will understand how to open up this magnificent creative side of yourself. As you behold the song of your own soul, as you embrace your divinity, dear friends, you will have a clarity in your physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects. We know this is coming because we have worked with some of you, some specifically who are in this room and others who are connecting in other ways. We've worked with a small group of you in these past months. As you are opening the clarity to see what type of reactions Chambra gets with new clarity, we've seen wonderful and beautiful things, the ability to have deep inner knowingnesses, but we also see that when you have this clarity and you see what you would consider the darker, the uglier, the more difficult sides of life, you want to run back in your house and shut the door, close the windows and draw the blinds and say, I want nothing to do with this. I was uncomfortable in that clarity. So we are presenting this to you today. We will be working with you on this in these days to come. Know that this clarity is coming into your life. Work with each other. Share your experiences. Document what you are going through for the others who come will need the information that you have gained. Now, dear friends, dear family, we're also going to be changing the way we speak to you after this weekend. In a sense, what we do is we come into the room and we gather up the energy of all of you who are here, and then we, in a sense, channel this true Kaudra back to you. But it has been somewhat of a passive type of information channeling and relaying. When we gather together next month to begin our new series, we will be doing it a new way. We will be, in a sense, how to say, escorting all who are present and all who are willing to a new space, but it is you that will be doing the talking. You're talking through Kaudra, but it will not so much be us. I, Tobias, will be there very present, for I am family and I love you dearly, but we will be relying more and more on you. There is a word that we use here on this sign to describe this, and it's a word that carries the vibration of, how do we say, we call it shoud, It would be spelled S-H-O-U-D in your English language. This is a vibration that means that you are beginning to express yourselves in your own divinity. You do not need as much of the energy of I, the bias, or the others. We will gather with you, but it will be more of your voice in spirit that comes through. More and more of you that comes through. We will become more and more of the audience that is listening to what you are saying. The way that the information has been channeled will be different. You will be able to sense it and feel it. We are asking you and we are asking Kaldra to make another change and another giant step. This is a new way of communicating and a new way of sharing information. Now, again, we will still be there at your side, but we are asking you to step up. We are asking you to own your divinity. We are asking you to be the ones bringing forth your divinity and therefore the new information in the new energy. We love you dearly. We honor you for the work that you do. We have much to do and much to say and much to share with you for the remainder of this weekend. We will be here, strong and present, for you are never alone. And so it is.